Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
You know what that signifies, our friend and yours, Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, joins us on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, and Ray's also on YouTube. There he is, Donnie. Take a good look.
He's looking good. Fresh haircut, Ray?
Fresh haircut, and you know it. Got to get ready for Monday night, Donnie.
Well, where are you, Ray? In your man cave there?
I wouldn't call it a man cave. It's like a converted office that was our dining room, but like every other family, who uses a dining room anymore? You know,
not
we
us.
We eat at the kitchen table.
We do.
You eat at the kitchen table. We have three separate meals for dinner. My wife goes to one room. I go to another. My daughter goes and watches TV.
You guys don't eat dinner together. Much it.
No. Do families anywhere eat dinner together anymore?
The Bechtold family does.
What?
Yeah, maybe that's just because we're a, you know, loving family that enjoys each other's company.
We're not. Ray, you eat dinner together?
I mean, when we can, but the kids have too many activities. They're always on the go, so it's too hard.
So limits, everybody sits down every night at the dinner table
mostly,
and asks how each other's day. What is this, the Brady Bunch?
It's mostly just a Sunday thing, but like if... You know.
Okay, a Sunday thing. That's once a week.
Yeah, like typically my dad and I will eat dinner together if my sisters are up at school or they're back right now, like depending on who's running around and stuff like that. But we always make sure that Sundays, that's the case.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Ray, I'm going to hit you right away. Who's going to win the game and why?
Wow, I thought that would be the last question,
it's
Joe.
The first one.
You know, I think the Steelers have a really good shot. I'm going to be honest with you. I just like the fact that they're at home. I like the fact that Aaron Rodgers is playing really well. He hasn't turned the ball over a lot lately. I mean, his touchdown to interception ratio is really good. He's keeping them in games, and he's clutch at the end of games. So I kind of like that formula. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, though. I don't think we're going to have the fireworks that we had at the end of the Ravens game, but I'm going to go Steelers 17, Texans 13.
Ray, out of the defenses that the Steelers have seen this season, where does this Texans one rank?
Well, they got the Seahawks early in the season. And, you know, if Calvin Austin doesn't deflect that football, you know, the Steelers probably put up 24 on them at least. So the Seahawks have a really good defense, but I think this Houston defense – just the way they're structured, Donnie, like having dominant edge rushers and two dominant corners just makes them a really difficult defense to go up against. So Arthur Smith is going to have to be creative. They've kind of lived and died with Warren and Gainwell out of the backfield being their yak guys. I think if they're going to win this game, those guys got to get yak again, and it's going to be really hard because they are solid all over that defense.
Ray, now that you mentioned his name, give us the parameters of the already interview process here with the Titans or anyone else who might be interested. What's the date that he has to wait until, things like that?
January 14th. Any assistants involved in the Monday night game have to wait until January 14th. The others can do January 13th. And even then, Joe, it would just be a virtual interview. And then depending on if he won, let's say the Steelers won, obviously one virtual interview, and then they would have follow-ups and, you know, they would have face-to-faces, you know, in the coming days or weeks. But next week would just be a virtual interview.
What percentage, Ray, would you actually put on it, him being down to maybe one of the final three, let's say, for that Titans job?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't somebody tweet like 10 names for that Titans job? Like he was one of 10 guys who were going to interview.
That's the thing. I feel like his name gets thrown around a lot when it comes to
the Yeah, I mean, the reason I wouldn't discount it is his history in Tennessee. He knows the owners. He spent a lot of time there. Kind of worked himself up from quality control to be the OC. I'm sure he has really good relationships in that building. You know, I think working with Aaron Rodgers this year probably helps him. You know, they want somebody to work with Cam Ward. But, you know, in the end, I think the Titans will probably have a chance to hire someone a little bit sexier. I think it's just a matter of do they land that guy? And if not, maybe Arthur is their guy.
What'd you think of the Harbaugh firing, Ray?
Ridiculous. If that kid makes that field goal, there's no talk of this. And I just find it so odd that somebody's livelihood and if Bashotti's franchise would come down to a missed kick. And I know there's a lot of drama there, probably more drama, honestly, than there is in Pittsburgh, like with Lamar. And you guys saw that story last week that Mike Preston wrote, right, about him falling asleep in meetings. I mean, there's some deep issues there, but John Harbaugh is a guy who's going to be able to name his team, name his price. He's a really good coach. I think the only thing he has going against him now is he's 63 years old. And I think maybe, you know, Pete Carroll's experience in Oakland or not Oakland, Vegas might, you know, dissuade some people from hiring older coaches. But if you're in win now mode, like if you have a quarterback or if you have a good roster, I would hire John Harbaugh 100% of the time. I think that guy is a heck of a football coach.
Maybe your guy's in New York, Joe. Your boy Jackson Dart.
That could be next. I think it might be Miami. What a take there by Ray. An unusual take.
So Ray, you saying that, it gives me a feel of how you're going to go with this next question. If Tyler Loop does make the kick, are we having any of these conversations about Mike Tomlin?
We would be because we're in sports media, but I don't think that would be like strong stuff inside the Steelers building. No, I said all along, like last couple of weeks leading up to it, if Mike wanted to leave, like if he truly did want to pursue TV for a year, which I don't know that that's really a thing, but if he did and he met with the Rooneys and that's kind of how they came upon, you know, a parting of the ways, and that's the way it would end. It wouldn't be with Tomlin getting fired. I know that.
What would it take, Ray? I mean, 10 years, a full decade of never winning a playoff game or like,
well, I mean, his contract's up in 27 and, you know, we just found out a month or two ago that there's an option for the Steelers to pick up in a couple of months here. So we get a pretty good idea depending on how Monday night works out, which way they are leaning. And, you know, if he doesn't get his contract, the option picked up, then Mike would have a decision to make. People haven't talked about this enough. I think it would be really hard for Mike and for the Steelers going into a lame duck season. It would be odd for the franchise, and I think it could be stressful for both parties. So, you know, that's something to keep an eye on.
Speaking of guys' futures with the Steelers, do you think – in a loss or whenever this playoff run comes to an end, Ray, is this it for Aaron Rodgers? I'm starting to get the feel that he's back for a second season.
I mean, I've been at every one of his press conferences and he just loves his teammates. He loves playing for Tomlin. He loves the experience of just grinding through an NFL season. Like I don't know that there's many quarterbacks like that. You know, we just talked about Lamar Jackson sleeping through meetings. Like Rodgers eats that stuff up. I mean, he is looking for every edge to help him win a football game. So I agree with you. I kind of get that sense that, and especially if Arty Smith is back, that everything would be in place, you know, year two. What did he say last week about how well he did in year two of the offense in Green Bay when they had that coaching change? So, yeah, I think if Aaron wants to come back, I think the Steelers would be very smart to have him back, because you don't want to go in the next season counting on a rookie or really any other of the backup plans they have. They have no idea what they have in Will Howard, and I think they know what they have in Mason Rudolph. They think they have a good backup, but that's pretty much it.
It's 11:20. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We got Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette on the line here, and he's on YouTube. The number's skyrocketing on YouTube. You should check it out. Go to our website. It'll take you right there. Or go straight to YouTube. Ray Fittipaldo brought to you by the AV-rated super lawyers, LGKG. Luxembourg Garbett. Is that how I say that, Ray?
That's correct.
Is your name Ray?
No, but I just wanted to make sure you had it right.
Kelly and George. Luxembourg Garbett, Kelly and George.
My middle name is Ray, Ray.
So is mine, Ray.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about you, Donnie?
Mine is not, Ray. Sorry. My middle name's actually Joe. Joseph.
How about that? Between the four of us, we have two middle names. That's incredulous.
It's a family affair right here.
Well, now I forgot what I was going to ask you, Ray. Oh, no chance for Deshaun Elliott, is there?
I mean, not this week, but I heard from the very beginning that there was a chance if they made a run in the playoffs that he could come back. So, you know, we could see maybe next week, maybe the practice window opens and, you know, he could be a part of things, but certainly not for Houston on Monday night.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
What has the vibe been like for this guy individually, but also others in that locker room with DK Metcalf coming back?
Yeah, they're excited. You know, people in that locker room like DK. He's a hard worker. He's a good teammate. I think everyone remembers what happened in that first Ravens game, the way he, you know, stepped in there for Skowronek when Skowronek was injured. And he's a team player. And I think everyone in that room knows he made a mistake, but they kind of wanted to pick him up. And I think they're all glad that, you know, he got the second chance. So I think he's very motivated. And I think the Steelers were very motivated to do that for him on Sunday night against the Baltimore Ravens.
Have you talked to TJ yet this week? And how did he come out of that game? How's he feeling physically going into this one? Do we know?
No, I have not talked to TJ this week. He is speaking today, I believe, or maybe tomorrow because of the Monday night game. You know, Joe, but after the game, he said he felt good. I think you saw he played the majority of the snaps. I want to say 84, 86%
yeah.
of the snaps. There were only 51 snaps in that football game, but I kind of have the feeling. I think I told you guys last week, do not be surprised if it's a close game that he's out there, and he was. So I think Terrell Austin said yesterday he expects him to be even better, you know, just having gone through one game. So Austin believes we're going to see a better version of TJ on Monday night, and obviously the Steelers are going to need it because CJ Stroud, even though he's been inconsistent, he's a guy who can step up and make some big plays if you let him.
How much do we see of the three edge rushers on the field at the same time, Ray? Got a couple of snaps of that Sunday night against the Ravens, and Nick Herbig only played a handful of snaps, but he had two of the most impactful plays all night.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could be a little bit more creative because the Texans don't have the heavy run game that the Ravens had, so you might see a little bit less of Malik Harrison in this football game, and I think you could see some other packages. And, you know, Herbig, the nice thing about him, line him up on the edge. You can have him roam around, kind of hang out in the middle and rush from the middle. They like his matchup on guards because of his quickness. So, yeah, I'm with you. Anything you got to do to get pressure on C.J. Stroud and prevent him from making big plays down the field to guys like Nico Collins, you should do everything in your power to avoid that.
Donnie, may I engage Ray in a game of playoff free association?
You may.
Ray, you ready?
I am ready.
Let's make this a little prediction segment, if you'd be so kind. Who's going to win Rams at Carolina to kick off the NFL weekend?
Rams.
How about Green Bay, Chicago?
I'm going to go Chicago just because Green Bay's too hurt.
Are the Rams going to blow out Carolina?
I don't know if they'll blow them out, but I think it'll be a comfortable win.
Buffalo at Jacksonville. Bills favored by 1.5. I don't know how, but they are.
Yeah, best game of the weekend. I'm going Buffalo, but only because of Josh Allen, no other reason.
That's a tough one for me. San Fran at Philly. Eagles favored by 5.5.
Yeah, I mean, I got to go Philly. I know the 49ers have been really good this year, but Philly's at home, and they're the Super Bowl champs. I don't see them losing at home on wild card weekend.
Patriots -3.5 at home against the Chargers. I think the Chargers are a great bet to cover that one anyway. Who do you have to win it?
Yeah, this is my one upset. I think the Chargers go into Foxborough and get it done. Even though they're from Southern California, they play like an outdoor northern type of game. That's kind of their identity. So I think they're going to get that done. I think the Patriots are a little bit banged up. They've lost some players here late in the season, so that's my upset special.
And now the big one, big boy. Houston at Pittsburgh with the Texans, at least the odds I'm looking at right now, favored by 3.
Take the under, and like I said at the top, Joe, 17-13, Steelers win.
Joe, are you aware that if those games go the way that Ray says, correct me if I'm wrong, Limits, the Steelers would host a game on divisional weekend?
Correct. Yes, they would. The matchups correct. Would be Buffalo. Would it be Buffalo at Pittsburgh?
Buffalo at Pittsburgh, Chargers at the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're aware, Ray, that you are one step toward predicting the Steelers to host the AFC title game as well against Justin Herbert and company, right?
Hey, repeat of 1994. Who wouldn't want that?
Oh, all of Pittsburgh, Ray. 13.5 point favorite in that game. Is that what it was?
Yeah,
something like that.
Tua Guyer had to be carried off the field.
Before Joe, Alfred Papunu and Dennis Gibson happened.
If we would have done a ranking of overall worst Steelers playoff games in Pittsburgh, that has to be number one, right? They were 2 touchdown favorites.
Yes. Yeah. I don't want to immediately say yes, but that's right up there. Yeah. I'm the most crushing. I remember Dan Rooney saying to him, one of his, if not his most crushing moment in football was going to the Super Bowl the next week and seeing the Chargers logo in the end zone instead of the Steelers when he knew it should have been the Steelers.
Remember Papunu? He had like, he kind of like popped his coconut top or whatever. That was his celebration after he.
Yeah, after the Steelers put out a video that week, their Super Bowl video. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Thank you, Ray. You're an enormously kind man in addition to everything else.
All right, guys. Enjoy the game Monday night.
Thanks, Ray.
There he goes, Donnie. Yeah, man, now you got me thinking about their playoff history. That was
Natron Means Business in a Chargers uniform in that game?
That's a great question that I think Lennox should look up.
He was a big hoss.
Since he's the beat writer. I'll tell you, man. Losing, even though the Immaculate Reception happened, losing a game to the unbeaten Dolphins was a crushing loss. Steeler playoff loss. Raiders in the AFC title game in 76, 24-7. You go there, you don't have your starting backfield. That one, I think, while it hurt, you sort of expected it. Trying to go through some other crushing ones.
Natron Means did start in that game for the Chargers, by the way. 20 for 69 on the ground.
Wow. 24-23 at Denver in 1989 was rather hurtful, Donnie, I might add.
If we're going road games, you have the Tebow game to throw in there, too.
That is the worst in my lifetime.
Tebow game. The Tebow game.
Joe, that's the first time I ever cried about a sporting event.
Really?
Tebow game. Yeah.
A guy who could barely throw the forward pass through for 316.
Young 9-year-old Limits thought that the world was ending when Tim Tebow traded his team.
Tebow 316 said, I just learned how to throw.
Oh.
And did he ever on an aging Steelers defense that day?
I mean, the year before wasn't exactly a heartwarming game. You lose in Kansas City in overtime, 27-24 in the wild card game. The Cowboys Super Bowl, that has to be maybe it, doesn't it? Even over the Chargers? What about the Packers Super Bowl? Or are we counting non-Super Bowl playoff games?
I mean, it's up to you. I feel like games...
I feel like Super Bowls may be a different category.
Yeah,
they are a different category.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, you just have the...
Strike that from the record.
The all-time caveat that it's the biggest game. I mean, I feel like...
That Chargers game takes the cake. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't even around yet for it, but to be a 13.5-point favorite going in, like, could you imagine the optimism we would have on this show if the Steelers had a game on Sunday where they were 13.5-point favorites? Like,
right.
It makes me wonder 30-plus years ago if there was a feeling of dread, like, well, you know the Steelers, they're going to blow this one.
You know he was in the building.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio. Radio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Donnie, it's a segment the entire country, perhaps the world and the universe, have been waiting for. It's the numbers game playoff version. Hold on, I'm getting my last number entered here. Okay. I'm ready for this, big boy. I don't know if you are, but I know I am. Give me a number, Donnie.
I'll give you a number, Joe. How about the number 9? The Texans have won 9 straight games, the best in football.
I got one to counter that, Donnie. 0. The Texans' number of road playoff wins in their franchise history. They're 0-6.
How about the number 23, Joe, to keep on that theme and the theme of Monday night? Pittsburgh has won 23 straight home games on Monday Night Football.
How about another one to counter your number, Donnie? 1. Domed teams in the past decade in the NFL playoffs, when the temperature is 40 degrees or less, are 1-14. 1-14.
Did you guys discover, by the way, because we were talking about that stat the other day.
Yeah.
Did you guys find which game it was? Because
no, we who did was find it? Who was it? Let me guess. A domed team that went on the road and won.
I will give you this clue. It says 40 degrees and under. It was 39 degrees at kickoff.
Okay. A domed team that, was it Indy?
No.
Wasn't Houston. I know that much.
Nope.
What's the year span again?
What year was it? What year was this game?
It was in the COVID year.
Holy ostrich milk. I mean, that could actually make a difference in this. I don't know.
Was it the Colts?
No.
I just said that. Was it the Saints?
I wasn't paying attention.
It was the Rams. They went to Seattle and beat Russell Wilson's Seahawks. Do you remember who the quarterback was for the Rams in that game? This was before they made the trade. And I'll give you the next clue. It was not Jared Goff.
Oh, my God.
Goff was the backup in this game. He was healthy, and he was the backup.
I don't remember.
It wasn't Baker Mayfield?
No. Because Mayfield beat the Steelers.
Give us a clue, Donnie.
Well, I'm going to look at this guy's bio here and just see how much football he played.
Brock Osweiler.
No, I like that. I like that guess. It's kind of under that same arc, but the guy
Vince
never.
Vince Ferragamo.
He played one career playoff game. He played in this game. Yep. He was 3 for 6 for 29 yards. And
Kendall Hinton, the wide receiver that played quarterback for the Broncos that one day.
Give us a college.
He went to Wake Forest, just like our buddy Josh Harris.
I don't know. I give up.
John Wolford.
I wouldn't have gotten that in a trillion years.
John Wolford.
Yeah, I do remember the name, but I would have never got it.
McVay started him.
Wow.
He ended up getting hurt, so Goff had to come in. But McVay started him in that game.
That is amazing,
and they won.
Whose turn for a number, Donnie? I think yours.
Yeah, I'll go here. 15 is my number.
Yeah.
And it also coincides with the number 20, so I guess I hit you with 2 there. The Texans have won 15 consecutive games when they score 20-plus points.
Great number. That's a candidate for the number of the day. 3.6 is my number. When your lead back is averaging 3.6 yards per carry, you are not in a good space with your run game, and that's the great Woody Marks, no relation to Woody Allen, for the Houston Texans.
7 is my number. The Texans became team number 7 in NFL history to make the playoffs after starting 0-3.
358, Dalton Schultz, tight end Texans. That's his yards after the catch. Oh, 358, Donnie. You better get him on the ground.
4, D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud, the 4th head coach quarterback pairing in league history to make the playoffs in each of their first 3 seasons.
I got a 4 as well, and it was really next on my list. The Texans have 4 players with exactly 4 interceptions, so turnovers from everywhere.
I will give you 2 to go along with that defense, Joe.
Please.
The only team in the league with multiple defenders that have 12-plus sacks, they got 2 of them. That is the number. Danielle Hunter has 15. Will Anderson has 12.
Man, I hope Dylan Cook, I hope this is real. What we've been seeing, are going to have Kenny Gainwell chipping away like he's, I don't know what he's doing, taking paint off a house here. 73, the Steelers have been outscored in the first quarters of their 6-game playoff losing streak by a cumulative 73-0. Other than that, Donnie, they've come in well prepared for every one of them.
We'll talk about fourth quarter scoring here. Plus 78 is the number. That is the Texans' point differential in the fourth quarter of games. Best in football this season.
87, the combined point total of the last Steeler home playoff game with fans in the building. 45-42. The Steelers well on their way to a record you don't want to have. The first team in NFL history to give up 40 or more points in 3 straight playoff games. Of course, it took them playing the Browns after that. And I believe, was it the Chiefs?
Yeah, it was the Chiefs. Ben's final game.
What a record that is to have. Do you have a number for me, Donnie?
I do, Joe. And the number is 12. Quarterbacks had more interceptions, 12 of them, than touchdowns, 10, when targeting wide receivers against the Texans this season.
Wow. That's a telling stat. 79. That's how many yards Aaron Rodgers needs to move ahead of who? Big Ben on the all-time playoff passing yardage list. Ben's in 4th right now, Aaron in 5th. I think he gets it in this game, and they'll get to about, what, almost 6,000 yards, 5,973. The accompanying number is ridiculous, 13,400. That's Brady's all-time record. Nobody's getting that.
How far away is he from 3rd place ahead of Ben?
Far. Okay. Peyton Manning. He needs thousands of yards, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would be a good guess. 31-48, Joe, is the number. That is Houston's time of possession on the season. Only 3 teams are better: the Bills, the Chargers, the Buccaneers. So 2 of those 3 playoff teams, Texans right there, holding the ball for nearly 32 minutes a game.
Could be ominous. 9, that's the number of touchdown passes Rodgers needs to move from 4th all-time to 3rd past Peyton Manning. If he throws for 9 TDs in this one, I'm guessing they win the game, Donnie, yes?
I would say so, Joe. I would say that's a pretty good stat to go the Steelers' way. The Texans, I will use the number 70.3, Joe, because they use 3 or more wide receivers on the field more than any other offense in the league, 70.3% of the time.
Wow. That should be an interesting matchup. Let's hope Kyle Duggar's not in any of them. 0. C.J. Stroud is 0-2 in road playoff games with 0 touchdown passes. Donnie?
I will go with the Houston defense again here and how much they spend time in their nickel defense. 74 is the number. 74% of the time, they have the lowest percentage in the league spent in the dime defense with the 6 or more defensive backs. 0.3% of their defensive snaps there, Joe.
I've got the number 1, oh, limitless wonder, and it's on many different fronts. 1 sack for TJ Watt in his entire playoff career, which is 4 games. 1 sack for Cam Hayward in his entire playoff career, which is 9 games. 1 time on the Manning cast for Big Ben Monday night.
Wow.
One time for Ryan Clark hosting First Take in Pittsburgh, which will happen Monday as well.
Do we think Spence gets a seat at the table with the Mannings and Big
Ben? One time that Spence will be on the Manning cast, yes.
He's got to produce the whole thing. I mean, it's an underrated job. Limits and I would know. 18, my number. Nico Collins, receptions of 20-plus yards. He has 18 of them this season. And remember, he missed a few games due to injury.
Holy ostrich milk. Three, that's playoff sacks in four games for Alex Highsmith. So Alex Highsmith has more sacks in his playoff career than Hayward and Watt combined. Is that a winner, Limits? Whoa. Do we have a winner?
I like
Do
that
we
one.
Have a winner?
I think we might have a winner
I
right
like
there,
that one
Donnie.
A lot.
Top
Highsmith's
it, Donnie.
Having a great year.
Top it.
I will go with the same theme on that, Joe. It's the number three, and it has to do with sacks.
Yeah.
The Texans have gone three straight games without allowing a sack.
I'll go with another three. I'll raise your three with another three. League MVPs that the Steelers have faced in their last three playoff games at quarterback. Not necessarily that season, but three league MVPs in Allen, Mahomes, and Lamar. C.J. Stroud, he's good, but he ain't an MVP.
I got one more for you, Joe, and it has to do with special teams.
Please.
And you think back to last season, the Steelers, a team so reliant on field goals, so reliant on 3 points.
Yes.
This season, the Texans have made 48 field goals. That is the most in football. My number is 48. Not only is that first, but it is first by a margin of 7. Seattle has 41, way behind them. So there is no team that counts on the 3 more than Houston.
Could be a great kicking battle between Fairbairn, is it? Is that how you say
Fairbairn?
His name? Fairbairn. And our friend Boz. I'm going to finish with a flourish, Donnie. 17.4 points per game, Houston second allowed in the NFL, 93.7 rushing yards per game, Houston second allowed in the NFL, 45-13, Rodgers playoff TD to interception ratio, 12-10, Rodgers playoff record, 26 catches, 451 yards, 5 touchdowns in 4 playoff games for DK Metcalf, 19 straight non-losing seasons for Mike Tomlin, but ironically, my final number is 8-11, Tomlin's career record in playoff games. Limits, who won?
Joe, I'm going to have you repeat that because the audience could understand because you were talking as if you were in warp speed.
I could understand, Joe.
Yeah, that was intentional, Limits, to see if people could follow.
Okay.
Who had the best number?
You know, you honestly did have the best number, but I feel like we should give it to Donnie because you were patting yourself on the back with your great number.
Oh, my God.
I give it to you, Joe.
But we give it to you,
I
Joe, because you had the best number.
Which number?
I liked the barrage at the end.
I liked it.
It was like the finish to a fireworks show.
I liked the Alex Highsmith number. More sacks for him than T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward combined.
That is a great pretty one. Good. I did not realize that.
I looked that one up right before the numbers game, I might add.
He's had a great great season, too, outside of, I mean, his big problems being on the field.
Yeah, I mean.
He's been great.
I already had one because we know that's common knowledge that Hayward and Watt each have one in their career. Then I thought, how many does Highsmith have? Maybe he has none. But no, he has 3 in 4 games. And thank you for that award, Donnie. And thank you, even though it was reluctantly given, Limits.
You're welcome.
Coming up. Nick Kostos. Oh, man, is he going to be good? Are we going to bet him again this week, Donnie? What was our last bet, and where do we stand on the Kostos bets?
I don't think I made a bet with him last week. I usually leave that up to Joe.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.